This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion things you could do on the website tonight. Well, any night, really. Did you miss me yesterday? Yeah, I know. Nobody ever does. It's okay. Anyway, hey, tonight, you're going to get a flag. I'm not waiting until tomorrow. It's too late. And I'll forget, and then I'll do it in the third hour, and everybody go, flag? What's he talking about? We give away, you know, you hear the commercials. One of our sponsors is a flag company that does American-made, American-stitched, American-dyed, American-put-together, bought in America, made in America by Americans. Flags. And there's nothing wrong with that. So here's how it works. It's really simple. And I don't care how many emails you send me, I keep telling you. If you've already won, you can't win again. It's really that simple. All right? I want you to send me an email. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. And just put, I want the flag. The 35th person that gets to me, the 35th person will get the flag. I mail it to you. You get the flag for free. The only thing I ask is that you send me a picture of yourself with the flag. And don't just drape it around and all that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Here we go. California. You know, it's always good to be number one at something, right? The best at something. How about if you're the best at the worst? California has the worst quality of life in the country. I mean, we've been saying that for a long time here, and you didn't have to pay me to do a study. We're here. We're in it. We're watching it happen. Pretty disgusting, I tell you. Where did the study come from? It says, ask yourself these questions before you buy a home in California. Wow. The Golden State's reputation just got tarnished even worse. A new study by the U.S. News ranked the quality of life of residents of every state, among other factors, found that the Californians came in last place just after New Jersey. That's right. Me and Julio live in the worst places in the country. Indiana came in 48th. The quality of life, the category takes into account a state's air quality, pollution, voter participation, social support, and so much more. The state with the best quality of life was North Dakota, followed by Minnesota and Wisconsin. The study also judged the states of their infrastructure, healthcare, education, economy, opportunity, fiscal responsibility, crime and corrections, and used all these factors to determine where the best state was. Iowa took top honors. It ranked first in infrastructure, third in healthcare, fourth in opportunity, and fifth in education. The study weighed the things that people care about most, healthcare and education. More heavily, U.S. News explains that the fiscal responsibility and quality of life were found to be the least important. Wow. Last year, in its first ever best state report, U.S. put Iowa in the sixth place. Massachusetts earned 2017's top spot, ranking first in education, second in healthcare, and fifth. All right, well, right there, this thing holds no weight anymore. That's it. We're done. No, Massachusetts couldn't possibly be. We did those stories about education last year. We talked about some of the things going on in Massachusetts last year. It's my home state. Love it to be number one. Sorry, not the right answer. I mean, you look at what's going on in California. Really, seriously, what did we do a couple of weeks ago? We did the poop maps for San Francisco, right? We've got a mayor of a city that decides to let all the illegals in the city know that ICE is coming to get them, right? We are giving money to illegals to go to school here. I can go on and on with this. This can go on for days. We've got one of the worst problems down there. Our skid row, hey, listen, our skid row makes anybody's skid row look minor in contrast. Now, I don't know. You know, I always love when people tell me, well, the government's got the money. Well, where is it? Show it to me. Because they say the same thing, you know, with the school district that I'm in. It's like, well, you guys got the money. Really? Where is it? Can you show it to me? I'd love to be able to use it for some of the things that you people want. I'm good with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. After the break, Corey Duncan joins us. He wants me to call him our mad black conservative. You know, we should come up with one for him like we have for Julio. Right? Julio's a conservative Rican, right?
Yeah.
What would he be? The mad black conservative Blackian? I don't know. We'll find out. Anyway. Hey, conservative Texan. Right? I'm trying. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Stay away from California. Look, guys. I try not to leave like a 20-mile radius of my home because you get on the freeways around here, you're done. You need to have two lunch bags, a sleeping bag, a pillow, and a couple of blankets maybe. Because you could be gone for a long time. And it isn't because somebody's going to come and get you. It's because traffic is just so bad. You know, around here, they move so slow. And you can't get no place to go anyhow. The freeway's running so wide. The infrastructure that Jerry the Brown refused to update back in the 70s when he could have helped alleviate some of the stuff. And then they made him governor. This is why I think the people in California are loons. Well, I think the Democrats in California are out of their minds. They put this guy back in office for 8 more years when he did nothing but rip the place up in the 70s. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Corey Duncan joins us after the break. Maybe he wants to talk about how South Africa voted to take land away from white farmers. The Zippo. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, but just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you a short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Please answer the question.
Yes, sir.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate... Hey, I knew I was going to screw this up, right? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, I'm being instructed, so take notes, that if you've already won a flag, first off, you cannot win again. Why is this so hard to understand? Number two, you agreed when you won the flag the first time, or won a flag, that you would send me a picture of you with the flag. Now, I try to be a man of my word. I am 99.9% of the time. Now, you need to be a person of your word. So some of you have not sent me the pictures of you guys with the flags. Please make sure you are properly attired with the flag. I don't need any surprises. So send me a picture as well. So tonight, remember I said, 35th email that I get, you get that handmade flag. And when I say handmade, I mean it was dyed here, it was made here, it was stitched here, put together here, shipped from here, right here in the good old U.S. of A. We want to welcome WCFO, 1160 AM out of Atlanta, to the lineup, to the family, if you would. And, you know, always love when we can add a new member to the family. Speaking of a new member, well, he's not a new member. He's kind of old in a couple of ways. He's been around for a while. what? Corey Duncan joins us as he does to help us kick off the news cycle, if you would. Corey, thanks for being with me, as usual.
Always a pleasure, Peter. Thank you.
Hey, so, hey, Jeff Sessions, thumbs up, thumbs down. Gotta go?
Gotta go.
That was easy.
Gotta go. You didn't see me even hesitate with that.
No, you didn't breathe. I think you went right for it. Well, yeah, I mean, he's not aggressive at all. I don't know. See, what I don't understand, I'm looking at some of the choices the president made, because I had my list. I remember when he got elected. I had my list of people I really would love to see him put in certain places. You know, Ted Cruz, Gowdy, whatever. There could have been so many more. Giuliani would have been good, but I don't think he would have lasted long in that position. You need a lot of energy to be in that position. And rightfully so, the president... or somebody says that that Sessions reminds them of Mr. Magoo. I'm kind of there with them to a big degree. But would that look, what's that going to look like to the outside world if he nails Sessions now?
It looks like that he's not on board with what the president his agenda. That, right. That's what it looks like to me. I mean, if I had someone like that and I was kind of critical of their job or the things the rhetoric or whatever, and we was going back and forth, then no. I mean, and this has nothing, because I know a lot of people was eating this up talking about, well, if he doesn't do what the president says or jump when the president says, you know, like he wants, like what they had with Obama, basically. But anyway... the thing of it is the fact that he never said that you have to agree with everything that he says, but, you know, you have to be on board at least. I mean, come on, that's the president. I mean, if this is what he wants, regardless of whether you like it or not, as long as it's not against the law, I'm doing it. I'm on board.
Well, no, I agree with you, and I think you have to be part of the team. It's, you know, I heard a guy the other day on the radio was talking, and he said that, look, when you're the AG, you do what the president wants you to do, with the exception of one thing. If it's illegal. If it's illegal, you look at the president and you go, look, it's against the law, Mr. President. I can't do that for you. And if he insists, then you resign. Period.
Right.
And I agree with him. You do what the boss says. You're not in an elected position. Right?
Hey, you know, that's the main assignment check.
Yeah.
So,
all right, so... Here's a good one for you. You know, and I know that this is in another country, but I get the biggest kick out of this. It shows you globally what's actually happening. South African voters have agreed to seize land from white farmers without compensation. So their government has passed, by an overwhelming majority, 241 votes to 83 votes, against the proposal to amend a section of their quote-unquote constitution to allow whites to keep their land, you know, because of everything that's gone on in the past. Can you imagine if that came here and somebody decided that it was going to be, we were going to give back all the property or allow the, what do they call them, Native Americans, right? And black slaves to have back any property that they felt might have been theirs to begin with. I mean, just craziness. Is it not, or am I, like, on drugs here?
Well, I mean, you know, personally, you know how I feel about this. I mean, it's not their land. I mean, I can't comment on something that's in Africa because the way how they handle things and the way that they are, I mean, I'm not as all educated to make a guess of that. But if we're talking about third world or we're talking about present day, you know, it's just, you know, I mean, there's no way in the world that they, you know, they should be taking land from anyone if it's their land. I mean, not unless they do it like they do it here in the United States under eminent domain or
the
national security. You know?
They have decided that this land was originally owned the way it was originally owned, and it was taken wrongly in a bad deal or by force. But the reason I bring this up is that when you start looking at some of the things that happen across the world, I mean, look at healthcare, right? We're looking at places like, you know, you're looking at Sweden and France, and you're going, well, look, they all do it. Greece does it. We're the only industrialized nation that doesn't do the right thing for its people. That's why I bring up stuff like that. I go, okay, when will this lunacy, let's see how long it takes before this lunacy hits here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think it's going to hit here because, I mean, we still at least had the Constitution working for us, and then, a lot of it is not going to be tolerated because not unless it's done in some kind of backdoor move. That's the only way I could see that anything of that level would be done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's another good one for you. I love doing these with you because I just have some fun with you on this. Chuck Schumer will be voting against one of Trump's nominees for a federal judgeship. You know why? Because he's white. Because you apparently there's some kind of law that I haven't read yet that you always have to replace a black judge with a black judge, a white judge with a white judge, an Asian judge with an Asian judge. We shouldn't go by qualifications. So Schumer has decided that Trump needs to replace black judges that step off the bench with black judges. Doesn't matter about the qualifications. What do you think?
I think it's goofy. I think it's simple and goofy. I mean, if that's the case, then here we go with this politically correct as far as having, playing a race card again or whatever. You know, my thing with this is that if I had any kind of situation where I had 15.
Okay. Got to pause. We're going for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. He'll be back with us. I'll wind him up again right after the break. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Me and Charlie Daniels. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You can head up to the website where I want your name. There's a little place there. You can give me your email. Give me your email address. I send you an email a week. You can throw it away. You can keep it. You can do whatever you want with it. But let me get right back to him because I don't want him chomping at the bit to come on. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week to go over the issues of the day. And, again, I always appreciate his input in you're on the East Coast, so you know what's going on there. You know how crazy it can get in some of those places. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe, for having me up here. I appreciate it.
So we were talking about the decision by the Georgia. No, it wasn't. Was it? Yeah, it was Georgia legislature to yank $50 million away from Delta because they've stopped supporting the NRA. But it's not the. I don't think it's just because they've stopped supporting the NRA. I think it's the free speech thing. I think it's that whole. That whole line of thinking, we're not going to have any political correctness. What do you think? I thought I lost you.
Could you repeat it one more time? I missed it.
I know. I can slow down at your age. I know I have to. Delta. So the Georgia legislature said, hey, we're going to can. We're not going to allow Delta to take their $50 million tax breaks anymore every year, you know, because their hub is there in Georgia. And because of your decision to stop supporting the NRA, you can't just, you know, you either support everybody or, you know, whatever. And I don't know. I look at this and I go, I'm glad that the government took a position, took a stance, and not, now, you know, really, you want to talk about discrimination? Not allowing them to discriminate.
We have seen in the last couple of days, we've seen a lot of big corporations that backed out with the NRA. But, you know, I'll use what Tammy was saying during the break. And it's so true. They didn't make this young man taking, you know, the NRA. The problem is not, as I've said about it on a lot of my telecasts and a lot of other people's telecasts, is that the NRA is not the problem. The NRA is just a governing. It's just a function.
Yep.
I don't understand how you make. You know, that would be like Spalding making a catcher's mitt. And my son go out and he catch the ball and break his hand. Okay, the mitt. You know, it's just crazy. How do you put this on a corporation and make them liable for what somebody else's actions doing? because a federal agency missed the signs of going to pick this, or actually going to kick his door down, or to go after him like they come after me and other conservative broadcasters and broadcasters and Blockhouse Signal and everything else. Why don't you see? The question is, don't talk to the NRA. Let's talk to the FBI. Let's find out why every time one of these things happen, from 9/11 to other things or whatever like that, that you have this patsy or you have this person that you claim that you they didn't know about, but then they had to come out about it because you know what? I told everyone, do not start getting on your soapbox or starting to sit up and want to find who is to blame about this. Because all you're going to have to do is let my heart still goes out to all of those families because it's going to be, I mean, they'll never get over that because burying a child is horrible. But my thing of it is the fact that we need to go back to the people that could have done something about this. If you want to go back to the first responders that was told to stand down, or if they weren't told to stand down, let's go back to things like that. Let's go back to how in the world did the FBI miss this? How? I mean, you're a federal agency. If you can come after the NCAA for things that's dated millions of years ago about high school basketball players or coaches setting up money, to get the top prospects, that's been going on forever. So, how is it one thing you want to go after and the gun, people that's on the radar from terrorists to people like this, you don't go after?
No, I don't understand. And now they're saying it wasn't necessarily a stand down issue. It was more of a set up a perimeter because we don't know where this person is. So I'm not sticking up for them. I'm just telling you what they're using as a backup statement, if you would.
Well, what I'll say is, Joe, one of the things I don't like about this the most is that when you have civilian tactical police officers, I can tell you this, if this was in Iraq, it would be a whole different story. If this was a military situation, it would be a whole different other story. These guys come and talk about the set up a perimeter, but he was already gone. He wasn't even in the place. They found him somewhere else. And my whole thing with this, how do you slip out of that? I can understand the confusion with it, but then to talk about the set up a perimeter, I know this for a fact, they go in teams of eight. They teams of eight, and they go and they got all kinds of things that they can look and go in there and go find these people. And it doesn't matter if he's in there and you're trained tactically, instead of throwing on a vest and grabbing an assault weapon and acting like that you Clint Eastwood or something. You know what? The problem over here is communication and command and communication. The thing of it is, I wouldn't care. If I'm in charge, I'm sending you guys in there. Because if you're trained the way you're supposed to be trained tactically, when you go in there, you know how to confront this man. And it's all kind of tactical things that I won't get into because this is not YouTube where I tell and then you go out and do it. No, that's not how it works. If anybody listening to this knows about tactical situations or SWAT or any kind of emergency services, you already know what the basic procedures are. And if they weren't told to stand down, then I don't know why in the world the man slipped through. I mean, it looked like Keystone Cops to tell you the truth.
Well, no, and again, I think you're right. I talked to one of the police officers, sheriff's department in my local area, and he said, look, we're taught to go in. We're taught to run towards. We're taught to take care of the situation, not run away from it. He said, those guys, unless there's something else going on, those guys were taught and wanted to run in and help. There's no way I believe that they didn't.
It's either the command told them to stand down or they weren't trained properly to go in there because that's BS. You got the best weapons that's legally that the law enforcement that can have. And my whole thing with it, you think that, and I'm going to say this, and I know I'm stepping out of my realm doing this. You think that would have happened to us? You think my squads that was in my company would have said, well, we're going to raise this. No. If it's innocent people getting killed, we going in there, point blank. And I'm not saying going in there just half-cocked. We're going in, we're going to have a plan, and that's when. But the plan don't take 25 minutes to put together. Come on.
Well, no, look at, I'm telling you, I keep listening to stuff, you know, when we listen to what happened in Benghazi and these guys were talking about wanting to go, you know,
right.
Seriously, you know, it's a matter of this is what's in their heart, it's what's in their DNA, and then it's what they've been trained for. So there's something else going on. This Israel guy is dirty. He's got to be, the sheriff, you've probably done more work on this than I have. And, I mean, what do you know about him? Anything?
He's an idiot. There you go. I'm done. He's an idiot.
I always like when he comes out with these technical terms I have to look up. It's really tough.
I'm not sure what he means.
then they stand up here with all these 4 stars on him and stuff. And you know the man probably is dumb as a bug. Probably got the IQ of a turnip.
Well, God. You know, and when I read about the morale there, some of the people around him, it's just amazing to me to hear he does not at all garner a whole bunch of moral support from his men. You know what I'm saying?
He looks to me to be one of these people that, you know, I can't say the word, but a camera prostitute. Whenever the camera comes goes up, he's there, and he wants to look more. I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess he wants to look more important and be more important than what he is. But, you know, I don't know if he's still in power, but they need to get rid of him because he totally dropped the ball with this.
Oh, he did, big time. I agree with you, big time. And when you look at, listen, when it comes to protecting our kids, the play that they're making, and I think this is going to blow up on them. The play that they're making is we've got to get the guns out of the hands of these nut jobs. We got to get the guns off the street. We got to get the guns. But I think what's happening is it's backfiring, just like it backfired during the election, of 2016. You know, they're going down the negative, and they're going to lose. And we're going to go for a break so we can stay on the positive. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I could do that dance one time. That'd be in traction for about 3 years, but I'd be able to do it once. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember, handmade flag, right? 30-50 mil again. Don't stop at one. Keep sending emails. Somebody sent me like 63 emails and she got it. What was it, a couple of weeks ago? That was hilarious. They just popping up on the screen every 2 seconds. That they apparently they want them to flag really, 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 really bad. I am Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot happening up there, including Corey Duncan joining us. Corey's always a pleasure when Corey comes on the show with me. And every week we get to benefit from his wisdom from being out and about in the phrase. Well, it's true. You tell me all about the security stuff. I mean, I'm in the cave. I don't want anybody to know where I'm at, but whatever. So, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for having me up here, and I appreciate you having me come on.
Yeah, there's always, the Florida shooting stuff, I won't say it's over. That's because, you know, we're going to be having these arguments for a long time. You've got now some of the department stores are refusing to sell to anybody under a certain age. You know, and President Trump has made some comments that have made people on the right crazy. But one of the ones that they missed that he made the other day, which I don't have a problem with. Some of you might, but I don't, which is he said, look, we need to do something here, and, you know, lowering the age, raising the age, whatever, whatever, whatever. The states really need to have a hand in this. And he just kept going. He went over at a million miles an hour. I wish he would have stayed on that for a minute or two, because what he was trying to say was, look, the states need to be able to decide themselves what they're going to do with this and how they're going to handle it. I don't have a problem with that. Do you?
Nope. I don't have a problem with that either. They relinquish a lot of power back to the cities and the states to make them hold them accountable for all of the travesty that's going on in a whole lot of cities where you have liberals running things and they're running these cities in the ground. And then the first thing that they want to do is blame the white man, or they want to take and say, I don't know. I don't know where the money is. Well, you know where the money is. You just, I mean, you know, you got dumb things like Catherine Pugh in Baltimore, Maryland. I mean, the mayor there, she takes and fires one police commander and then takes and hires another one when you're not even done. You got 2 or 3 years left on this police commander's contract. Yeah, that's what you want to do. Just continue to, but, you know, the same old in Baltimore City. So, you know, nobody's going to change it. They're not going to change it. I mean, and coming over the hill riding a white horse is not going to help that out, because stupid is going to continue to be stupid. There's nothing you can do about that. That's why I think you have to take and start with these millennials and these children, and I'll talk about that after you get finished.
Well, no, Rahm Emanuel's got a 25% approval rating in Chicago, but if he ran tomorrow, he'd get elected again. I don't understand these people. Same thing in Baltimore. You know, you're the one that turned me on to this to a big degree and said, look, it doesn't matter what those people do. They're just going to, they'll get reelected. You know?
I told you. It's the same thing. They play the race card. You know, we'll take care of you. We'll give you your free cell phones and your free health care. Just remember, you know, be the 4-year political voter prostitute, and, you know, you're right back at square one. I mean, it is what it is. I mean,
you're right. It never stops. Can you imagine if a Republican had said that they weren't going to vote for one of Obama's picks because they were black? I mean, you know, we were talking about that earlier with Schumer. There is no equality. People need to figure out it's all about control. It has nothing to do with equality. The left wants total control, or else you're wrong.
Right, exactly, and it's going to continue to be that. That's why I said we own the internet airwaves, and we have to stop them from censoring us. That's why I'm making a move to something else a lot bigger mid-July, late July. Because, you know, I need to be somewhere where I'm not censored. I need to be somewhere where I don't have to be worried about being in Facebook jail or with all of this, because I speak the truth. You know, I'm just sorry. I mean, you have to combat what they're doing. You have to be strategic about what they're doing, because if not, you basically just spinning wheels. I mean, pretty much. But one thing I want to tack on is that we need to continue. I stopped three young men today, and I was talking about politics, and they were just like, they feel like the Republican Party just don't, you know, they're not in touch with them. And I was like, I understand what you mean in touch, but I had to explain to them what's the difference between about being in touch and about just doing things just to get free things, you know, free. You know, I'll give you this if I can just get a vote. I was explaining to them about how the Conservative Party is a working party. They say that they was always taught, just like I was taught too, that the Democrat Party is the worker. We're the people of the workers. Yeah, okay, all right. Well, yeah, right. But we got to get a hold of these millennials. That's why my Reach One, Teach One plan that I'm gonna have 9 acres, my ranch down in Katy, Texas, in July 23rd. Through July the 28th, we're gonna have people that are mentoring. We're gonna have a lot of patrons, hopefully like yourself, Joe. And we got Anna, the love of my life right now. And Lucretia Hughes.
I'm only coming, dude. I'm only coming if you have barbecue, Texas barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Barbecue is every day.
Barbecue is every day.
And
I'm on the way.
To tell you how many people is listening to this, we're up to 125.
Wow.
Young people right now.
Good.
And that's a retreat for the whole week. So if you want any more details, come to Corey Black Conservative Duncan, or come to our group page, Grassroots Conservative Associate,
We'll get it right.
It's
just like me trying to introduce you. I always screw it up, so we'll get it right eventually.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I've said it so many times today.
So, hey, should we or should we not lock up the Oakland mayor? You know, the one that sent the tweet out telling all the illegals that ICE was on its way. And, you know, it's not even a matter. Some people say, well, it gave a chance to get away. No, it gave a chance to make sure that they were locked and loaded and waiting for those ICE guys to come in the room, right?
Well, see, the thing of it is that you have to be careful about what you say and what you tweet, because you know the liberals are going to try to take it and turn it around 15 different ways. You know, that's just like the young lady leaving President Trump's cabinet the other day. Or, you know, I listened to Mr. Williams on Fox, and he is the biggest, I can't say really say what I want to say, but he's the biggest you-know-what ever. You know, he had a nerve to say, well, this sounds like the Trump cabinet is in chaos or whatever like that. And I was like, oh yeah, just like when Barack was in office, and it was just peaches and cream and green clovers and blue diamonds, and everybody was just so happy. Yeah, all right, whatever.
Well, you know, I got to thinking about this, because you're talking about how many people, you know, have moved through the campaign that he has fired that haven't lasted very long, and I'm thinking to myself, well, you know why that is? Because you work for government, you know how this works. I mean, shorty, you get caught skinning cats alive in the middle of the office building, they're not going to fire you. It is so hard to get fired. So they let people.
It doesn't this has nothing to do with that. If a first person finds, it's called free enterprise. If you find a job, in the man said he up for election in 2020, it's either in your best interest, business wise, to go along with this man for the next 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, whatever, and stuff, it's about business. It's about, why do people already think it's a problem with somebody because they take another job and they move on to something else, or maybe they just can't, they're tired of the pressure of it. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's chaos or whatever, because the person, she wished him well and he wished her well. Come on.
Yep. Who's that? Who's that other woman that just left a little while ago? She's got the really weird first name.
I can't. I can't even remember.
Where?
The White House.
Oh.
She was the. She was the. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Or something like that. I don't know. I think it was something like that.
Yeah, she was. Now she. They're waiting for her to come out with the blockbuster.
Omarosa.
That's her. Remember her? Dude.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is gonna be a problem. Because she's the reality star. And when you look at this stuff, you got to say to yourself, what's behind all of this? When she goes, and I'm not saying that there's problems in the White House, but when she goes, right, she's written a book already? I mean, come on. Seriously.
Right.
Anyway, we're going to run out of time in a second. Tell people where to find you and how to listen to your daily rant.
Yeah, you got it. You can come to my page, Corey Black Conservative Duncan, or you can come to my Twitter page, Corey Press Duncan. And you can always catch me on my page, Straight Talk with the Mad Black Conservative Corey Duncan. pretty much every day, whatever days I'm not on there, but pretty much every day at 6 p.m. Eastern, and there's a lot of other great conservative broadcasts and podcasts that are also taking foot on my post. Anna Mega, Patricia Hughes, it's just a whole bunch of them. And we're all grassroots conservatives. We're not on the tape, you know.
Yes. You're real. All right. Well, we're not going to be real anymore if you don't stop for a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Next hour, a lot more crazy stuff. Why prayer is bad. Well, the left thinks prayer is bad. And a lie. We'll be back in a minute.